Who are you, really? Pastor Deborah, pastor of a marketplace church in a flea market, reaching out to the world. What part of one's three-part system is the king, the leader? What do you mean, one's three-part system? What is this? A new idea? A new concept? Is this something one needs to understand? Yes, you might call this a new idea, but really, it is an ancient idea, concept, and something everyone needs to rediscover and learn. Darkness and its mist have completely hidden this revelation from all leaders, and from even those leaders who are still hidden within themselves and the world. Human beings, that means all humans, consist of three distinct parts, systems. Each one of us has an outward person of dirt, the physical body. The outward person of dirt comes in many colors of the dirt, of the earth, and many different shades of the dirt. This one is in connection to the earth and needs earthly nutrients to grow, to develop, and to stay healthy. This part of the system comes in two models, two different models, and with different purposes for each model. Then the next system, the soul, which consists of its two levels of being, conscious mind, will, and emotions, and is formed and shaped by its five senses. The sense of sight through the biological eyes, the sense of smell through the biological nose, and the effects the smells have on the brain, the sense of touch, biological body's reactions to pain or pleasure through its nervous system. The whole biological body is the instrument of the sense of touch. Then the sense of taste from the mouth and its tongue. The tongue is vital to babies in searching out the texture, taste, and discovery of something. So, in the mouth, everything goes. Then the sense of hearing. The ears and their system of hearing bring in sounds and vibrations into the brain and provide the system to be in communication with the world and all that is in it. Still, in the conscious system of the soul is one's emotions, which are one's thoughts and feelings about himself, about others, and the world. From this throne of feelings, thoughts, and desires, we form our identity as a person, as a leader. From this identity, our will decides what to do, come out or hide. This is the person soul consciously decides to reveal to others. This is not the real person. What? Not the real person? What do you mean? You see, deeply hidden, deep in one's hidden person of the soul, the heart is another person that stays in the shadows. They are called the hidden person of the heart. Yes, there is a hidden person of one's heart, soul, that is the true person. And they sit and rule this three-part system from its identity and from its beliefs, its feelings, its knowledge, its truth, its will. This person stays in the darkness and yet has a powerful influence on the three-part system. This hidden person is king, the leader of all under its domain authority. This person will hide itself, protect itself, cover up for itself through the conscious mind and its system. This system of a person is called by many as the subconscious and is very powerful. But there is still one more hidden person of this three-part system, the hidden spiritual person being. This one lives in another realm, in the spirit, the unseen world. Yet, they were originally created to rule, be the king, be the leader of this three-part system, and to express and reveal the purposes and leadership it had in the unseen realm, the spiritual realm of the kingdom it was originally created to live in and to be the ambassador of on the earth. But things happened long ago, and this precious person became the tail to the soul, and the soul, the hidden person of the heart, became the head and the king, the leader of the three-part system of each and every person. So which part of us is the true leader? Where is the hidden king and leader hiding? What concepts, ideas, beliefs, truth, desires, lust, and identity are the pillars of a leader, a king? Who is in charge of the three-part system? Which realm, earthly or spiritual, is influencing the leader in each of us? Which leader is helping others, earthly or spiritual? What realm is your leadership influencing others from? Which realm are you getting your leadership skills, abilities, and knowledge from? Leaders should always be evaluating themselves so that they can be the true leader king they were always purposed to become to the world, to help people, and to solve the earthly problems that only leaders, kings, have authority and dominion to solve, have victory over, defeat, and then to set captives free to become the leader, the king they were always purposed to become for and to the next generations to come. So which part of your three-part system is out and about leading and teaching, training others to become as you, a leader? Until next lesson on leadership development, this is Pastor Deborah.